Hello, beautiful. And welcome to day 12 of Shine From Within. I hope that you completed the past life regression and got some clarity around your beliefs about money that you have carried in from past lifetimes. I know it was profound for many of the individuals on the live broadcast, and I know that I'm still uncovering beliefs that I need to clear up about money. So I've talked about a recent trigger that happened for me, and I talked about it on the past life regression recording, how when I used to be triggered just by $20 being taken out of my checking account, you know, maybe something automatically that I forgot about, and literally $20 putting me in the hole. And just recently having several thousands of dollars taken out automatically that weren't supposed to be out until the following 10 days. It was the other side's, accident. I don't know what I want to call it, because for me it was a lesson. Because there's a few things that triggered with me. One was someone took my money. Okay, that's something I think a lot of us deal with, and especially from past lives. If money was taken from us, or we felt like we felt that way, that it was taken from us, even now, if you make payments to someone or a company or something, and they've offered a service to you, and do you ever have that vibe that they're taking it from you as you make your payments? Just curious, because that's, if you think about it, that's really a fucked up story. They provided the service, yet they're taking it from me. So this trigger for me was, and the aha moment that I had, and the reason I am so grateful it happened. Again, I reframed it. At first, I had that knot in my stomach, that pit. I'm going to throw up. I'm sick. Oh my God. And I knew right then and there, I said, I'm choosing something different. I am choosing a different way to feel. I am choosing to look at this differently. I am choosing to learn from this. Now, some may say, you know, that, yeah, you called this in, Julie, and I know I did. And the reason I know I did is because I continue to tell the universe, bring on the next thing that we need to heal. I need to heal. I'm saying we as in, you know, my inner self, my higher self, myself now. It's just, what do we need to heal next? And the universe does not hold back. And I continue to say that, and I will continue to say that, because that is the only way that I can continue to up-level spiritually, emotionally, professionally. So what this trigger, this new thing that showed up, and not even new thing, it's just the next level thing. What I realized I had this was that I had the same physical reaction to several thousand dollars being taken out to $20. And if that does not help you understand that it makes no difference the amount, it's that feeling, that vibe, that trigger that just ignited that we need to heal. And so I said, oh, you know what? Well, I'm choosing something different. So I began, I'm going to go over a couple of things in this lesson today. We are going to talk about your beliefs about debt, but we're also going to begin to get into a vibrational match for that which we desire. And so when this trigger happened, I just took walks. I went to Seven Tubs, one of my favorite places here in Northeast Pennsylvania that has waterfalls and ferries all over the place. And then I took a walk with my dogs later in the afternoon along the river behind my house. So I went to Seven Tubs. I was still anxious. I was still like, holy cow. I was still in that vibe of what am I going to do, even though I was trying to reframe it. So that afternoon, I said to Michael, my boyfriend, I said, I've got to go for another walk. I'm just going to walk with the dogs along the river. I've got to turn this around. And because I don't like this feeling, you know, and then I caught myself, because when we're calling in new, it's really, you know, we have to catch ourselves saying, I don't like this. Okay. We don't have to like vibe that anymore. We understand we don't like that. We're just going to start shifting into what we want. So we honor it. We honor our feeling. Okay, this happened. That came out of my mouth. I don't like this. Now I'm going to turn it around. And so I was walking with the dogs and I just began walking and I'm like, all right, let's turn this around. Let's turn this around. Show me the way. I'm willing to listen. I'm willing to get clarity. God, show me the way. I'm turning this around. And it's like this mantra started just coming out of my mouth, or this affirmation, whatever you want to call it. And I just started saying with every footstep, I am a vibrational match to massive wealth. I am a vibrational match to massive money. I am a vibrational match to all of my hopes and dreams. I am a vibrational match to everything that I want coming true. I'm a vibrational match to the perfect team that's going to help me get there. So I started saying this. And it was powerful because it started shifting me. All right, shifting me out of that fucked up story. So I just kept walking. I said, then I would just expand. I'm a vibrational match to strength and stamina, which, you know, I've dealt with in the past that perhaps that wasn't my truth, but I am gaining that now. And so I just started, I am a vibrational match to all of my hopes and dreams. I am a vibrational match to Speranza. I'm a vibrational match to massive wealth. I did use that quite often. This is my, you know, the word I chose this year was prosperity. I'm a vibrational match to prosperity. I'm a vibrational match to abundance. So I just kept saying that over and over, and I completely shifted myself out of the old vibe, and I felt fantastic. So I got home, and knowing that money comes in magical ways, money comes in magical ways. That's one of my favorite ones that I say every day. I had an email from a company who one of the co-founders is on a television show similar to Shark Tank here in the U.S. She's from Canada, and her company reached out to me. I did not look for them. They reached out to me and said, we are interested in offering you capital so that you can market yourself and go big. And I was like, you cannot make this shit up. I said, I am a vibrational match to massive wealth. And this woman, I did look her up online, and I think she's worth, her company is going to be worth like $500 million this year, this next year. I just shifted it. And that rolls into this whole story about debt, okay? Because I find a lot of people have so many stories about debt. I do not have those stories. I don't think I ever have had the stories about debt. And even though I probably grew up with the same kind of stories that you all did, that you don't want to get in debt. Like, debt is this nasty word that you get in debt, the bank's going to own you. You get in debt, you got, you know, how are you going to pay it off? So here's how I reframe debt. Because I realized today, you know, when this company said, we want to help you up level. And I had been asking for helpful people from the universe, then shifting my vibe into being a match for massive wealth. And I know the importance of working with someone, even if they're in the background, someone that is at the vibe that I want to reach. And so this woman and her company freaks me out that they reached out, because that was like a hallelujah Jesus moment. And I started, you know, telling my team, I'm like, oh my God, you know, just having her vibration in my company now, holy cow, when we're getting ready to launch, you know, my new merchandise and the other, you know, the Rainbow Crew part of the company and just all the stuff. So you have to figure out or find out, what are my fucked up stories about debt? So most of us were taught, or we might have, you know, either for me, my parents never had a lot of debt. They just, my dad was very, I wouldn't even say frugal. He just really watched our finances growing up. I never wanted for anything, but I knew that we weren't wealthy, like rich. We didn't have tons of money, but we were happy. And, you know, they would guide us to, as far as, you know, watching getting into debt or trying to budget. That's another word, yucky poo. So budget basically means I can't have it all. So we're talking about debt today though, but hey, throw in budget in there if you want to throw that in the mix. So, debt, what most people, I even looked it up online. I'm saying that word just stinks. It's like, according to the dictionary, something typically money that is owed or due, the state of owing money. I mean, debt can mean anything, right? So, what this is how I reframe debt. I don't say the word debt. So, if I'm getting a loan out, I got a loan out for my first two, maybe three coaches I ever worked with. I'm trying to think. Maybe three. I've had several coaches. And I'm not talking, it wasn't like $500, it was thousands. And I took out loans, but I said, I'm investing in me. So this is I don't use the word debt. I say this is an investment in me. It's an investment in my company. This helps me get to the next level. This helps me learn more. And because I have that vibration of this helps me, this is universe sending a way to get this that I want instead of I am getting deeper in debt. Do you understand the difference? I hope you get the difference there. This gets me to my next place. Thank you, universe, for sending the money in this very cool, magical way. I know that you will also be sending the ways for me to pay it off or make it disappear. Let's just say it. That's even more magical. And just on a side note, I did actually have a loan disappear. Thousands of dollars disappeared off of the account. I called, they couldn't find it. Now, I'm not saying you pray for that. That's just what happened for me. And hey, again, because I know that magical things can happen. And when you don't tell the naysayers, don't tell anyone what you're working on and clearing up. Because, one client I told that to, I was trying to convince him if he would let go of control and his fucked up stories, that it could all just go away. And then I gave this debt thing, this loan I had, disappearing. And he's like, well, they're gonna come after you and like whatever, whenever they find that. And I'm like, get out. That's when I did the rings in my home. I'm like, get out of here and take your yucky vibes out with you. I didn't really say that, but I did Palo Santo after he left. I'm not saying he's a negative person. I just didn't want him leaving that mojo with me. So what if you started looking at debt? So say and I would just see, I can use that word and it doesn't have a negative vibe. It doesn't cause anything within me, no internal shift of any kind. So I look at everything as investing. So if I'm gonna say I'm going to go on a trip. Oh, here's an example. My last Sedona trip, my last Sedona retreat. A beautiful soul said that she didn't have the money. But she applied for a credit card and she had got the exact amount she needed to come on the trip. And she said, I knew that I was investing in me. And I was like, you are golden. And she really is. She's like this magical little being. So she got it, and she understands that whole, I'm investing in me. And so anytime I've taken a loan for, again, the coaches or with this company showing up, yes, they're doing it because they're going to help me, but they're going to make money from it. And I'm like, thank you. I am so grateful. Let's make money together. Let's make money together. And thank you for this opportunity to grow. And I don't care about the percentage that they'll get. It's like I get to up level now in a very quick and massive way. Now, do you think, I'm just asking you, do you think that that email or that company would have reached out if I hadn't gotten myself into the vibrational match to massive wealth? Like I was walking, I am a vibrational match to massive wealth. And I would just feel it and own it. And I would feel what it would feel like to be wealthy because it does feel different. Doesn't change you, but it feels different. So as you're clearing up your money stories, you have to look at all of your stories, including that include that word that so many use, debt. Why don't we just change it to investment? If you're taking a trip, I'm going to put this on this credit card, or I have to take money out of savings, or it's a loan. I'm investing in myself, or I'm investing in my family, because the more that you do of that, this brings us joy. We had fun. The universe matches that vibration and brings you more opportunities for that. But if you say, I'm charging on this credit card, oh shit, we better enjoy ourselves because we're going to have to tighten the belt when we get back. What do you think that just did? So, take a deep look at your money stories about debt, and let's just get rid of that crap. So perhaps you do again your list A. How do I feel about debt? I don't care if you have debt right now. I have debt. It's very rare for someone not to have debt, especially if they're you are I'm gonna say living life. And again, debt isn't a bad word. Sometimes I've charged something or gotten a loan and I had the cash just because I wanted to hang on to that money for some, I look at this revolving door with money. So start with your list A and then go on to B, and what do I choose instead? I am reframing this, and let's step away from now. I don't like this, or I want to change this. It's just like I'm choosing this. This is my new. All right, happy journaling. Continue with the vortex meditation. I will see you tomorrow. God bless.